everyone has strong opinions about Justin Jedlicka, the human Ken doll who in the past decade has had over 142 cosmetic procedures done. Well, 143 because he's having one done right now.
Also joining us today is Jordan Thomas, who in the past year has been featured in 25 movies, the kind where men hug other men without their clothes on.
Listen as we talk with Plastic Man and Throbbin about the way people like to bash on folks who do those types of movies or people who have a lot of noticeable work done.
Plus, how to handle getting screwed over by the media.
Are digitally removed condoms the future?
And what it's like to allegedly tumble in the sack with Tyler Perry.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today is Justin Jedlicka, who in the past decade has had over 140 cosmetic procedures.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl. And bona fide porn star Jordan Thomas, his protege, who in the past year has been in over 25 videos where he's banging some dude up the butt.
How are you?
And they call him the Justin Bieber of porn.
Are you the Justin Bieber of porn?
Apparently.
I thought you were like the Selena Gomez of porn because you were having sex with somebody who calls himself the Justin Bieber of porn. But you actually are...
I guess I am
promoted.
The Justin Bieber of porn.
So that means like people don't like your porn videos very much.
You pee in buckets and then what?
Yeah, and then
you just throw eggs.
Throw eggs and then you fuck them with the eggs.
So what brings
you
guys?
Usher.
So I know that Justin, you live here.
Right.
And you're visiting your husband that you have a contractual agreement to see.
Hey, that's evil. Yes, yes, yeah. I moved here to Trump, so I'm here from New York, but I try to stay out of Chicago as much
now,
as I
legally,
can.
Now, legally, how often are you required to be in the city with your husband?
That was never written in. I have no monthly quotas I have to fill for that.
But you're leaving town. Both of you guys are leaving town tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Get out before that polar vortex comes back.
Oh, honey.
So, yeah, no, Jordan came to visit me, and came up last week, so he just here
yep,
in Colorado.
I came to visit from Colorado, and...
How was Chicago back for you guys?
Love Chicago.
You
first
like,
time ever being here, and I'm in love with it.
You now, love it, you, but not that much.
How
not
did you
the
guys
cold.
Come to,
not
how did you
cold.
Guys come together? How do you guys know each other?
Ooh.
Was it Facebook?
I think he wrote me on Facebook.
So you're hot.
I think he was stalking on Facebook a little bit.
Oh,
he was
sure.
Enamored with the Ken doll. No, I'm kidding.
Did you either of you, let's just start right here. The Ken doll thing.
Mm.
It's a little bit like child, you know, toy kind of thing. And I think, Justin, you're a brave person.
Oh, thanks.
And you put yourself out there and people sometimes like, you know, throw stones at you who for
and they bounce right
reasons.
Off because he's made of rubber.
So I think I'd like to recast you as a superhero.
Our flotation device.
And call you Plastic Man.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this is your sidekick, Throbbin.
Throbbin. I like that.
Yes.
And so...
Yes.
Well, every new bottom needs his top. It's okay.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the human Ken doll needs to be retired and you're new the Plastic Man.
The Plastic
But then how is he going to fight with Barbie doll? You guys are still fighting, right?
Her career's over.
Did you see that I mocked her and over Halloween I dressed up as her?
You did?
Yeah, I always saw the pictures everywhere. It was so funny. I got dressed up as her and taped my waist in and I wore blonde hair and did all my makeup and the contacts and the whole shebang just like her. Because, you know, obviously I've said in Huffington Post a bunch that, you know, she's no different than a drag queen. She's an illusionist. So, I mean, that's
but
cool.
But you're the real thing.
Well, I mean, I live with a conviction to my surgery. I can't take it off, you know? I have to go to bed with it, wake up with it. I've lived on day to day.
She can pass on the street.
She can just pull out her tracks and take out her contacts and take off the little costume and no one's going to know her from Adam on the street.
She's just some schlumpy Russian otherwise.
I mean, if breast implants are all it takes for you to be a plastic surgery celebrity, which she's claiming she is, right? Then it was like, then 3/4 of the women in LA should all be famous. I mean, that's what I think.
The first time we had you on the show, you had 125, you said you had 125 procedures.
Right.
Since then, you had 143.
I think 142. Yeah,
42. So that's math people. That's 20.
Well, how many months was that though?
It was the summer. You were here in August, I think. The
almost
first time
25 procedures.
That's a while.
In
procedures. 6 months.
So between like the bullet tear and then Botox and a couple more shoulder revisions. And
you fixed your shoulders.
I did. I fixed them again.
Them.
Yeah. You had 4 in total on the shoulders.
What's different now?
They
I changed
look huge.
The front, middle, back on the left is all new, and just the front on the right side is new.
So it doesn't, because I don't. Maybe my memory is like failing me, but it's like
they look bigger.
They do look.
They look bigger and better formed.
I didn't make them bigger. They should be the same size, but yeah, the actual pieces themselves, yeah, but they're more anatomically correct now. Before I had one in backwards. The doctor like kind of did them a sugar and a mess
over
for a while.
How like the musculature works pretty well with the plastic. And it doesn't feel like,
but that's,
you know,
the idea.
Well, because logically speaking, and people, I'm looking at this right now, you're wearing like a tank top. One of those spaghetti tops.
Spaghetti strap that I made, a cutoff.
And part of it is I appreciate that because we are talking about your body. And
it's helpful
to look at it. And the fact is, like, the veins, the musculature that actually does flex and move work pretty well in concert with that.
Thanks. I mean, obviously all of the pieces are made to mimic my own anatomy. So, I mean, I measure them and I make all the pieces. And when they don't come right, I sit there with a scissor and I sculpt them down.
And you do them a little different, though, the most. Because usually when they do these implants, it's like the stuff lays right up on top. But you, like, you stick it
in there. Even does shoulders at all. I'm the only person in the world to have three-headed shoulder implant. So, like, they might do these middle pieces, but the front and the back, nobody does them. But I wanted them to look like you said, like a superhero. So I wanted the width from the side. So
it is very like Plastic Man. That's why I think you needed like push the superhero thing as opposed to like, you know, a kid's toy.
Yeah, I'd be open to it.
Okay, so on the show, it's the human Ken doll is dead. Long live Plastic Man and Throbbin. Now, maybe one thing that you're, Justin, you're better at than financing and getting plastic surgery is getting media attention.
Financing.
And recently, you've been on a lot of TV shows, a lot of different publications have written about you. Most recently, they put you in the TLC freak show called My Strange Addiction.
Yes,
I'm a living doll. And on the show, they described your strange addiction as an art form.
Well, that's what I think of it as. But, you know, it was interesting. I wasn't initially supposed to be on My Strange Addiction, which, not that there's anything wrong with it, I guess. But they told us, they sold it to me as a one-off episode special that was solely going to be about me and my journey with plastic surgery. And about a week before it aired, they said, we changed our mind and we're going to stick it on My Strange Addiction. But, you know, you sign away the rights to it.
It was going to be like a one-time special.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm like a person that eats mattresses or drinks paint. And I mean, although I don't want to say anything's wrong, I think that it's a little hard to correlate the two. For me, I don't know, seeing those jobs and drinking paint on the same level.
You don't view what you do as an addiction. You view it as an artistic expression.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think that this isn't a problem for me because I'm not unsatisfied with the way I look now, which is why people don't understand, well, why would you ever go and change something? But for me, it's become into an art form and to the point of me being a pioneer with new procedures that haven't been out there in the public at all. So sort of being in the forefront of the plastics industry with the male aesthetic side of things is exciting for me.
What are you experimenting with?
So next I have a plan with this new doctor who I love and he's so sexy, but I'm going to do my ab implants. So I have like eight separate pieces.
I thought you gave up on that.
I go back and forth. I want to be the first person to have it and I want it to look good.
They don't have ab implants?
No, they have liposculpting, but there's nothing for me to lipo out. So in order to like actually get that definition, I have to add pieces and I don't want to do it just subcutaneous under the skin. I want to go into the fascia. So anyway, I know that gets boring for everybody, but I'm planning on abs. I'm going to do quads. Two-piece quads, two-piece calves, and I want to do lats on my back, too. So, like, make that V really out of proportion in the back.
So you're going to be like a Terminator by the end of this thing.
Right, like a soldier. I want to be like a cartoon, over-stylized, over-sexualized, right? Like, I'll be like the human blow-up doll.
And how thick is your dick going to get after all of this? Will it even be able to fit in anything?
Well, I was blessed already.
Who is your friend in New York City? I was trying to tell somebody about your porn star friend. It was a Big Eddie.
Oh, Muscle Eddie. He's sexy.
Muscle Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, you have to like that cartoonized type thing, right. But he's massive. And I met him. He's one of my friends. And he like is inspired by the Hulk. His penis is 16 by 13 inches around. 13 inches around, 16 inches long. It's crazy.
You were telling me that in order for him to fuck somebody with that, he actually has to fist that, whether it's a vagina or an anus. Like, if the fist isn't going in, then the penis isn't going
to
fit in.
You'd buy him any sexual, but no, true. No, he has to get the fist in first, and he's not a small man.
Do not sign me up on a scene with him. That's all I know. I'm not bottoming for that.
You're a top Justin Bieber, right? What do I call you, though? Jordan?
Jordan Thomas.
All right. But I want to call you Justin Bieber, though.
Okay. But I have bottomed a couple times on film.
You have?
Okay. Is it easier to bottom on film than it is to top?
For me, no.
No?
Absolutely not.
Because, like, isn't that hard, like, to, like, if you're not really turned on by the guy or, like, to just maintain that erection all the time?
But too much work.
You know? Because it's long scenes. Like, what's the process like?
Well, first you go in and then you do the entire scene up till the cum shot of pictures. Hard-on, penetration, everything up to pictures. And then they do give you Viagra.
But do they inject your penises at all?
Catherjack.
I have never done.
I used to have a boyfriend. I know all about that.
What? Wait, wait. Are you talking about injecting stuff into your penis to make it hard?
It's like a liquid Viagra. It's called Catherjack.
And how does that work different than like Cialis and Viagra, which is the same drug, right? Different release.
I think it just goes into your blood faster.
You,
and it just
you put it directly into the tissue, so it works faster than a Viagra would.
But it's basically the same thing.
It achieves the same end result.
The same end result. I'm not sure if it has to do with the nitric oxide or whatever it is.
The problem is when people start to think, like, over-sexualize the actual act of injecting that into a penis, that's not so sexy to me. My boyfriend thought it was. You've gone aroused with the thought of having things injected into your penis.
Notice how I phrased that.
I thought you were saying it to my body.
But you have been like sexually aroused by having work done on you.
Of course. Well,
it's a turn on for you.
Yeah, I think it's sexy. Modification in general is sexy. I mean, I find Muscle Eddie sexy. He's kind of like this. It's like this massive, hulky, cartoonized person.
Well, in some ways, the TLC show should be more like my strange or my fantastic obsession. Right, it's as opposed to addiction.
I mean, it could be it's a passion, it's a hobby. I mean, whatever you want to label that as.
And they kind of surprised you with the, because you went on the show and you didn't realize that you'd be talking to a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Well, that was the Huffington Post.
That was Huffington Post Live. Yeah, they didn't tell me. Now, My Strange Addiction put that together. Yes, they were the one who linked up the show. But they just said, yeah, you're going to go on and talk about, you know, your bit. And even it had already aired. So I was like, okay, no problem. So I ran home. I plugged in the computer and I got on. They're like, all right, you got like 2 minutes. You're cool. And then all of a sudden I get on and hear these two guys talking. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then I realized there's this really sexy psychologist. Mm-hmm. But they are to talk about addiction. And I was like, oh, God, again, I'm always fighting these people. They won't let me rest. I go on Bethany. I'm fighting fucking Cruella DeVille Blondie on there. You know, it's like, and I got chastised for that too because I called her Blondie on the show. And it was like, this bitch doesn't know me. You know, like, she's sitting there giving you a clinical diagnosis of being body dysmorphic disorder and she's never met you. I mean, how professional is it for her to actually even offer that as an opinion? Mm-hmm. And the show's about extreme surgery, not about mental illness, right? If you want to talk about mental illness, bring up people who want to talk about it. I mean, it's not my shtick. I don't think I'm mentally ill. No. So it's just done for ratings.
But you do get like a pleasure from getting people going, oh my God, did you see
To rustle people up. Yeah, I like to go against the grain, definitely.
Because when I met you, you were walking around the beach wearing very little to the imagination.
You were Miss Thing.
But my body is my costume, so I don't want to cover it up.
And every single gay man at that beach was like, did you see him? Like, it's so interesting because what I find so amazing and awesome about you, besides the fact that you guys have this amazing sense of humor about yourself and your passions, is that you pull out the bigotry and body phobia that is latent in so many people. And by you just existing and being yourself and being unapologetic, so these people are just like, he's disgusting.
They hate me.
Burn the witch.
Oh my God.
My fan page is a hate page. My fan page is a Justin Jethica hate page. But they keep coming back to watch. You know what? And those people, I guarantee you, one day would be open to plastic surgery if they could afford it and take off time from work. They would be on the table just as quick as I am. You know, the only difference is I found a way to financially back my passion. But I think most people have something they would fix about themselves if they could. Those are people I think are bitter because they're envious.
Yeah, they're bitter and jealous.
In the future that we're going to start seeing as the price goes down, people being more experimental, punks turning their ears backwards, or...
Yeah, you can do that. Well, I don't know about turning ears backwards yet, but, you know, maybe one day. Now you can do the ear pointing, the elf ears, right? You can do
Mark
all that.
Mark would look so
they
cute
They implant
with that.
those magnets in your fingers. You can implant magnets in your wrist and, you know, stick your little watch on it if you want. Like, there's tons of little body mod things.
Are you going to do those kind of things, or...?
I don't know if that's my shtick.
You would look so great as an elf.
There's a new photo like that's circulating. It keeps showing up on my newsfeed on Facebook of like somebody having like a ring on their lower lip. So
oh my God, they put a gauge. Yeah, they have a gauge.
Like the regular piercing.
They're saying it's huge in Portland. It was in Portland. Yes. I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a little crazy.
Coming from Justin.
Hey, well, I mean, how can you eat food or drink? It's also going to...
I'm so disappointed that I think that the thing about the My Strange Addiction is that you don't get to meet or or hang out with the woman who eats the mattress or the woman who ate her husband's ashes.
Did you love her? I started
or the,
out
like the pony play was.
Oh my god! After like, that was show, one of the weirdest the pony play ones on.
I've seen as the pony play. You know,
there's a latent need to do some sort of like conference or expo and call it Freak Con. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the week after they had on my girlfriend Lacey Wild with the 7 biggest breast implants in the world?
Oh, they're enormous.
She wants to go bigger. She wants to go bigger, so she has the largest breast in the world.
Can they just pump them with helium so they don't weigh so much? You know what I mean?
Like, did you see her do her jack-o'-lantern trick? She turns all the lights off in the piece. She puts her flashlight on her breast, and her whole breast glows. I was like, that's a shitty, cute little party trick. Mm-hmm. I live for it. I want it.
So what I would find it fascinating is that all these media appearances you get on, then these guys inevitably always fuck you over one way or another.
That's why I want my own show. I really am pushing to try to get my own show. I'm out pitching it so people could actually like see a little bit of like the personal stuff and also sort of what my motivations are without being interrupted with all these people consistently putting all this negativity on me and these assumptions that they make without actually hearing you out.
I would watch the show.
Yeah, most of the assumptions are you're not happy with who you are, you have low self-esteem.
I mean, I get where it comes dysmorphia. From. It comes from like most people wouldn't change something that they thought was perfectly good. Like I should think I could really screw up my stomach. I think I'm like genetically blessed. I think my stomach's tiny. My waist looks good. So I'm actually kind of scared to do it. But what pushes me to do it is to think that like I'll be the first person. That's what's so exciting to me. And that other people then like follow in my footsteps. And that I'm actually changing the course of history by augmenting what our ideals of beauty can be, right? Yeah. And it's sort of like it begins to like branch out and branch down. But someone has to be the first person to do it. And that first person always is going to be on the chopping block. I'll carry the cross on my back, people. It's okay. So everyone else can get a benefit from it. I'm willing to be that
so
person.
So you're the pioneer.
You're the pioneer.
You're the first
American beauty. So like in 100 years from now, people were like, this is when beauty really started. Yeah. Everybody was ugly until Justin came
along.
I'm
the new David.
Dun, dun, dun. And yeah, and so like inevitably, does it bother you though? Sometimes it's like just Dr. Drew to Bethany to Huffington Post.
Well, I don't even know Bethany. I had it out with her. They edited it all out.
Let's just... Who has not screwed you over in media appearances?
Besides Feast of Fun.
Have we? Well,
thank you.
Thank you guys.
I do appreciate it.
Well, I mean, if I would like to apologize.
I'm easy go, I think.
I like
Drew, although a lot of people think that Dr. Drew, the interview wasn't good. He was kind of hot and he was sort of flirty and touchy, even when the cameras went to, you know, because it's live, so the cameras go to commercial. Yeah. And he was like, we were vibing on each other for sure, definitely. But I mean, I think he gave me a nice opportunity to talk. He let me bring my doctor on and they heard me out. He brought his little psychologist. That was cool. And in the end, you know, he was even telling her, you know, I don't feel like Justin's BDD. Maybe a little bit like it's a little bit strange of a passion for somebody, but it doesn't seem like he's unsatisfied with himself. No. So, and that's where BDD would come from, someone who's really unhappy with the way they think they look, whether or not there's really a problem. I think I look good. It just comes from a place of being a pioneer at this point in my life, right? And it didn't start that way, but that's where I am now.
How do you trust your media appearances, though, when, I mean, you just did something with New York Next magazine, right?
We did Metro. New York Metro. For this, it's like it's the free newspaper on all the subway stops. When you get out, they have it there ready for everybody to be able to take on the train with them.
And they interviewed you and they were like almost putting words into your mouth, comparing you to Jocelyn Wildenstein, New York City's cat lady.
Well, they took an excerpt of what I said, which is typical, of course, because it's basically a text piece, right? It's a paid newspaper. So they had a little bit of a video fee that they took for their website. But beyond that, it was sort of like the piece that they took was Justin Jellicoe's iconic figure in his life, his role model, has been none other than Jocelyn Wildenstein, the Catwoman, because she has $500 million and is divorced. What the hell? They pulled like this little segment from what I said and missed the whole point of what I was getting to. And it just made me look like such a gold digger.
She is an idol to you, though, is she not?
I live for her. I think she's so amazing.
What do you think of her plastic surgery, though? Because rumor is that she wanted to kind of look like a lion to please her husband. Because they met on a safari.
Right.
And they were big game
And their
hunters.
Relationship started to go south after a while. And he was known as being a big womanizer. And he played around in her a bunch. And the kids became grown. And then she had some surgery. It rekindled their relationship for a while. And then again, it went to the shitter. And he found this girlfriend who was flaunting her all around town in New York and whatnot. And then they ended up saying they were going to divorce and separate. They sectioned the house down the middle. Their average monthly income, the expenditure is like $1 million a month. She had a personal staff of 7.
Oh my God.
So yeah, she's my idol. But then, no, so anyway.
So you're turned on by the fact that she has a personal staff of 7.
Well, she had a 7-story townhome on Central Park
That's
East.
Rich.
Yeah, she has the money, honey. Yeah. But their family's a billionaire art dealer family.
What's she doing with a staff of 7? It's not like she has a career or anything.
Well, somebody's I need some people. All I have is Nadia at the house. She even comes to water the plants twice a week. I become so useless in my married life.
Has someone tried to like arrange for like a play date between you and Jocelyn Wilkinson?
No, not yet. But I think her surgery, to get back to your question, I think her surgery, you can't say it's bad plastic surgery. It's not like the woman didn't have the means to have good plastic surgery. She wanted something that was contrary to what the Western society would deem as beautiful, right?
Because she did kind of change her race. She was a Swiss blonde haired woman. Completely. And then you're like, what did she become?
Yes. No, you're 100% right. She modeled herself after this lion at the end of it, right? Because this is her last ditch effort to try to win back her husband's affection, because they met each other on safari, like you said. So, but it was just weird, because like you look at the picture of their house and there's like taxidermy and lion heads on the wall and lion carpets on the floor, and it's all of the things that he shot that he supposedly loved. And it's kind of like, well, girl, what did you expect to happen?
See, but the bad thing is no one sees that side, so they see Jocelyn's face and all they think is bad plastic surgery. And I'm not going to get it because I don't want to look like that, or I can't believe she looks like that.
But she wanted to look like that. I think she went and asked.
They want to look like that, but people don't see it. Retweaked or something, so she looks as freakish.
She claims like $4 million in surgery at this point. It's like Michael Jackson, you know, when you say, oh, did he go too far in his nose? It's like you don't have 12 nose jobs and go, oops, last one was a little too much. I mean, he wanted to look like how he came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go through that many surgeries under the knife that many times and not have a specific vision in your head of what you want, whether or not it's what other people think look good. I mean, he didn't have bad plastic surgery. He knew what he wanted. He was going for something very, very
It's
detailed,
because everyone
very
has one image of what the beauty is and what plastic surgery is. And like Michael Jackson or Jocelyn or even Justin, they see that and then they think it's bad plastic surgery because it's not their one image of it.
Okay, but is it possible to have, you know, shortcomings psychologically and also have the means to get plastic surgery and act out through the plastic surgery your shortcomings?
Your shortcomings being the fact that you feel like you don't have like self-esteem, like you're just not a confident individual. I mean, but I think surgery can give that to people. I mean, I think it did for me.
Is it possible for a person to have psychological problems and instead of addressing those problems, doing it another way?
100%.
I mean, so when you get customers coming up to you who inevitably want consultation, but you spot them as having, you know, deep emotional problems that they have to address first.
Well, no, like if someone comes in and they're saying they're doing this for somebody else, or they're doing this because they think that this is going to really increase their opportunity with their specific job, or like, or with a husband that they have, or with a boyfriend, they like me better if I have size quadruple E breasts. I mean, it's like, but is this something you want? And you have to ask what their motivation is behind it. The same as me, and that most people don't ask that question.
What is the motivation for you?
But it's completely driven on my own. I mean, I don't want anybody else necessarily. I don't ask anybody else's opinion, including my husband's. I'm like, you know, I'm going to do this. I kind of like it. I mean, I may talk to him about the cash, of course, and all of that, like what I need as far as recovery from him, if I need time from him or not. But basically, it's a completely self-sufficient choice of mine. It's something that's very personalized, and I would never do something just because he mentioned it to me. And moreover, I would not do it because he told me, I don't want you to do that. I would say tough niggies. This is my body. It's how I express myself. And I'm not going to let someone else dictate to me what I can or can't do.
Oh, tough niggies. Okay, but so
you're horrible. I'm hot.
Is that what you said? But so in a sense, you're a sculptor who's making a sculpture with your own body, and the audience is you.
Correct.
And so what everybody else thinks is really not relevant.
It's completely moot. Okay. I don't need other people to weigh in on me and to tell me what they think what I'm doing is right or wrong, or you should have critiqued it like this or like that. Like, I got exactly what I wanted. Do you know? I don't need and I don't want to look like everybody else. People keep thinking I have the body implants so that I look like a bodybuilder. Well, you're trying to mimic someone who has this like really defined musculature. It's an obvious assumption, I guess, when they look at me or when they see a video. But the thing is, that's the last thing in my brain is like, oh, I want to look like a bodybuilder. It just, for me, the cool portion is that I'm the first person doing this. I'm the first person, the only person devising these surgeries right now. Yeah. That's what brings me back to it. And it's definitely not that I'm trying to do it to fit in or look like a jock. I mean, that's like the farthest thing from my mindset.
But you know, it's interesting because I want to look like a bodybuilder, but with that requirement is a lot of work, a lot of concentration, not just in your exercise, but in your eating and your rest. And with that comes a lot of injuries and pain. And it's like right now I have like shoulder problems and lower back problems and
some of my
problems.
Bodybuilder friends that you would think are the most healthy people in the world, they are so sickly and in and out the hospital all the time. Like, you're right. It's a massive commitment on either end. I mean, I give kudos to people who can work out and do that and want to do it and get their validation from that point.
Does what you do hurt you in some way? Like, do you ever wake up and you have like shoulder pain from the shoulder implants or?
No, not pain. I mean, some, with these front pieces that I made that aren't out on the market, right? So I custom made these. They told me, you know, your clavicle's up there and where you want us to put it, that high up to your clavicle, you can, it's going to be grazing up across that bone, basically. Yeah. So it's not rubbing really up against the bone, but the tissue there, it does rub against. So if I have my arm up for too long under the pillow, like spooning my husband, then sometimes I'll wake up and go, oh, but it doesn't hurt. It's just like a soreness, like I worked out, but I don't. So you know, I have similar pains as you, just for different reasons, because I got plastic rubbing up in my body.
Okay, let's move attention to your protege here, the Justin Bieber of porn. Who called you that? Jordan Thomas.
I actually got, whenever I went to Helix Studios the first time, they picked me up from the airport and they just looked
back. That's a porn company.
Yeah, that was my first
studio
I worked with.
I've actually masturbated to porns from Helix Studios.
No.
That's
12-year-olds. They're all 12-year-olds.
Not you, but
they're all 12-year-olds.
Not specifically you, but...
Right, they're old news after 21, right? They dump you.
Well, there's some Helix models that you would think are 19, 20, that are 28, 29.
Oh, I thought they cut you off at 21. I thought there was like an age break.
Oh, not at all.
Because you started at 18.
Not at all. Yeah, I started at 18.
It's a whole year ago. You're 19 now.
I'm 19,
In a year, you've done how many scenes?
I have done over 25.
Why do they call you the Justin Bieber porn? That makes absolutely no sense.
I honestly have no idea. The only thing I can think of is a fan photoshopped a picture of Justin Bieber topping me.
Okay.
And it's on my Twitter.
So technically you are the Selena Gomez.
So that's the only thing I can think of, but from what I've been hearing, that's not it.
You're going to bottom for Justin Bieber?
Apparently I have.
Never say never.
I would bottom for Justin Bieber.
Oh, I would too. Easily.
Just so I can say, I'd save it. Sperm and be like, give me some money and be Justin.
It is kind of weird, like, you know, whenever you have to, like, whenever people are saying somebody's gay in the media, they're all like, show me the DNA evidence, you know?
Oh.
But like with that conservative Aaron Schock, like the New York Times is like, he's not gay because there's no DNA evidence. But it's like, no one's ever arguing like that someone's straight because there's no DNA evidence.
No, okay, well, take my DNA and then take a straight man's DNA. There's nothing in there that screams gay or screams straight.
Maybe, we don't know. But so, you've done 25 films in the past year. Why'd you get involved in porn in the first place?
Well, I first started when Gay Pride, when I was like 14, 15, just
going around.
Yeah, going around all the booths, and then I saw Boy Crush and Broke Straight Boys.
And you're like,
and I was
this
like,
looks
damn,
like
fun. Well, because they're like the ones in little underwear. So of course my attention's on them. So I go up and talk to them about it a little bit, and through the years I had 3-4 years to talk to them every Pride.
And they're like,
so
come back when you're 18.
I would just talk to them, and every year they're like, come back when you're 18, come back when you're 18. We
Did
want
you think
to,
about
we want
faking
to.
An ID so you could do the porn sooner?
No.
So you did it legally and bona fide.
I actually didn't do it until 6 months after I turned 18.
Okay.
Not like a Brent Corrigan.
And what was the audition process like for you?
For me, it was really easy. All I did was just send in the application. Within 24 hours, I was in San Diego.
What was the application?
It was just basically your name.
A photo.
Yeah, photos like of your face. And of course, nude, front, back, soft, erection.
No, you didn't have to do any video whatsoever?
Some people do, but like I said, I got lucky in my case, and they just wanted me out there within 24 hours.
So within 24 hours, you're shooting your first porn.
Yes. And the moment I get off the airport, they said, all right, we have 30 minutes until we start filming.
Oh,
wow. So I didn't get to go to the hotel. I didn't get a shower first.
And how long?
I mean, I'm not saying I'm like dirty.
Did you
nothing like
bad
that?
For the
I,
model.
I didn't
you
have a moment
to relax
to breathe
a little bit, right?
Yeah, I didn't even
and
have a moment to
when was the last
breathe?
Time you'd blown your load? Were you kind of worried, like, oh my God, I have to, you know.
Well, you're 18.
He's 18, so
right.
I do it all
so
the time.
I jack off like 2-3 times a day anyway. So it was probably right before.
So before you're like
but
born
I'm,
on the airplane.
But I was only 18, so give me 15-20 minutes. I'm all set. I'm ready to go again.
The first time you... A lot of people don't realize that when you're shooting a porn... not that I've done porn, but I've done erotic photography. Mm-hmm. And when I was 18 myself... And there's all these lights everywhere.
Yes.
It's hot.
And you suddenly feel very self-conscious.
And with like a lot of models that I've talked to too, just like not with like the crew or nothing like that. It's just like a one-on-one. It's not that we're self-conscious. I mean, I'll get naked in the middle of Central Park. I'm not embarrassed of my body. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't care. It's something about
knowing you have to have sex.
Makes you not want to have sex.
But it's easy not to be ashamed about your body when you are a young, attractive 18-year-old guy, you know?
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. But even if I did gain a little bit of weight, or just because I've been through, like, we all have been through the gay bullying, and we've all been through that. So I've used that to my advantage, and I don't let what anyone says get to me anymore. I mean, I get stuff every day for doing porn. I'm STDs. I'm a whore.
Sure.
I'm like, but you're at home jacking off to me. So what sense does that
they
make?
Just don't have because the balls the to one be you on, off and, to me, on the front line. Shit
about and porn stars, they get some weird stalkers, though, don't they?
They really do. I've had someone stalk my house for a week and a half.
Like, they were just, like, sitting out in the car out in front?
They were sitting right out front of my house every single day. It was, like, 8 to maybe 10, 11 at night.
What did you do about it?
Yeah.
It was, like, it was weird at first, and then I was, like, okay, is it, like, a neighbor? Are they waiting for, like, a neighbor to come out? And then after, like, a couple days, I was, like, all right, something's really getting weird. So like, I just told my roommates and stuff, I was like, watch this guy. And I said, like, watch when I like come in, when I drive in, like, look what he does. And he kept looking me up and down. He was like licking his lips. And like, they said he was like mouthing stuff to himself. So I was like, all right, I need to get the police involved.
Cray cray.
And so what happened?
I got a restraining order against him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Freaky. Because sometimes when we have stalkers, we just put them passing out flyers and they're gone.
Oh, yeah. No, this one was, I don't know how he knew where I lived. Because nowhere is, we all use stage names. So nowhere on the internet you can find my real name, unless you know me personally. So there's no way to know my address or anything like that. So I have no idea how he knew. Maybe he's like, just because of the same city, he's watched my porn. He saw he lives in the same city you do. Yeah.
If you're gay and you live in like, say, Chicago or whatever city you live in, it's like, inevitably you're going to stumble across a friend of a friend on Facebook who knows somebody who knows you, you know. It's like,
or even just that, like, where I live in Colorado Springs is not huge. There's one major gay club, so if we're all there and that's the place I go out, someone sees my porn, they're like, oh my god, I want him, blah blah blah, they might follow me home. And that's how we knew.
Do you like to sleep with fans of your porn?
I've actually never done that.
Do you ever shoot like multiple porns in the same day?
No.
Or do you just do one?
It's mostly just one scene a day.
Well,
a scene can go anywhere. A normal scene will take about 2-2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you have to go through the pictures, and it's the having to have sex kind of makes you not want to. So you do have to take breaks to
Get hard, fluff a little bit, get hard.
So, I mean, I've had scenes.
What porn do you look at?
I just watch myself.
Porn, because I'm in porn, I'm not going to like waste it for everyone. But porn, like, I can't really watch porn anymore. But Brent Everett, I could watch him taking out the trash. I could watch him doing dishes, and I could still get off. It's not the fact that it's porn, it's because it's Brent Everett.
Let me Google who that is.
That big bottom
lip.
Everyone right now is like Googling,
who the fuck is that?
Did you see his porn with Brent Everett and Brett Corrigan? That's my favorite. Do you see the one with
Brent Everett and Pierre Fitch?
So Pierre's one of my friends, and Ralph, when they used to be married.
I mean, he just looks like just any other guy, you know? They're all like young, attractive guys with six packs.
He's sexy.
Okay. I'm sure he's gorgeous in person.
He is honestly the most successful male gay porn star there is.
I wouldn't think it would be like some feedback.
Besides, like, with him and Brent Corrigan are really neck to neck because they're both doing different things.
So,
he's hot.
Do you ask the porn company, like, set me up with this guy because I think he's sexy, or do you? It's kind of like you're slaves and you're being forced into, to pair off.
It's not slave wise.
Yeah.
But like my first two times ever going out to shoot. Of course, I didn't know any of the models. I didn't know which ones were in studios, what were active. Because, like, sometimes what you see on scene, they're not even in that studio anymore.
Okay.
When you watch the scene on the internet, it could be 8 months ago, and they're not in that studio anymore. So the first two times I went out there, it was, okay, here's your scene partner. I mean, thank God Helix had no ugly guys. all my scene partners were really sexy, so I had no problem with it.
Maybe one guy farts a lot, something you can't tell.
They douche a lot, so he's not going to fart, right?
Or he's just like,
during the pile driving.
It really depends on the position, because the pile drive or bulldog, a lot of air gets in there.
What's the bulldog?
The bulldog is just like the doggy, but instead of being on your knees, you're like on your toes and your total bottom end is lifted.
Because I can imagine that, like,
and the top isn't just like has to stand up. He's like bending over.
The pile driver
like
is which? What's the pile driver?
The pile driver is you're mostly on like your back neck, with your butt straight up.
People only
squat.
Do that for fun.
Like
people
squatting
do that in
real life.
I do it in real life.
In.
I love it. At the top,
it's
I love
hot.
It.
Kind of hot.
So okay. I imagine
I really it's too hot. Much at the top. It's too difficult because squats. I hate squats. I just got silicone injections.
Do you get like? Do you get like a catalog of guys? And you said, okay, there's David over here. There's Chuck who likes to fuck. There's Percy who can scratch things. And you're like, please don't set me up with Percy.
No, not at all. But there is some people that I have told the studio that I'm like, I'm really not attracted to this person. I said, this scene is going to take 10 hours. I said, so please do not pair me up with them. I said, there's other models that I can be paired with.
So how do they know if the sexual chemistry is there besides just asking you guys? Because I imagine that sometimes there's not enough
honestly,
time.
Most of the time we meet. Hi, I'm Jordan. Hi, I'm
like
blah,
at a
blah,
coffee
blah.
Shop.
10 minutes later, we're doing the pictures.
Okay. So sometimes they meet and the chemistry is not there. And so they say,
oh, yeah, we don't even know each other.
So,
but you do every scene, whether it is condom or bareback. And that's where people get it wrong. They think just because I'm in porn, I have all these STDs. Watch out for me. But they don't understand. Condom or bareback, you get tested for everything, not just rapid HIV. You get the blood test and you get the swab test. Tested for everything. So you go out for a good 6-7 days to wait for those results to come in. So okay. When people say, you have STDs, you have this, but I'm like, okay, but you're the one bringing someone random from a club home.
Mm. And you don't have the 6-day
and wait. The person I'm with has just been tested, and you've not been tested.
Exactly. I said, I've just been tested. I get tested multiple times a month.
What do you like the most about doing these films? Because I imagine your family or even you sometimes are like, why am I doing this? Because it's not the money, right? There's not a lot of money in it.
There's really not a lot of money in it. I'm just very sexually anyway. And so I just think of, I can have sex with really hot guys, travel to places I never thought I could, and meet all these really cool people. I've met and dated so many people just because of porn. Just because when I was started porn, I've dated Jeffree Star. I know Chris Crocker personally. I know a whole bunch of people personally.
What did you think of Chris Crocker's porn?
I do not think it was a good idea. He should not have went that route. Was it hot? Yes.
Why do you
but
think? Why
I do
was
not
it
think
hot?
He should have went that route.
Why did you think Chris Crocker's daddy porn was hot?
I have a thing for daddies. Not gonna lie, my favorite scene was Mitch Vaughn, and he was in his lower 40s.
Who's the guy that Chris Crocker had sex with in his porn? Because it was absolutely like it was watching a train wreck. And I said that on the podcast, and Chris wrote me a scathing email.
He did.
He was furious that, and I said to him, listen.
See, and it wasn't even like Chris as much. I don't know who the model was, but it was just, I don't know. It was just
like a schlumpy old guy.
Yeah, but it was not the route to go.
You would have thought he would have picked some, you know, maybe like a muscle daddy or just somebody that had
maybe
some,
even a daddy known in porn.
You know, something. But this guy looked like they just picked him up off the street.
Well, here's the thing. Chris is a pioneer in video blogging. Yes. He's done a lot of risky, weird, experimental things, and some of them haven't been very successful, and some of them have been hugely successful. And I want to be in support of anybody who wants to make porn, adult films, any kind of sexual expression, any kind of medium. And I said to him many times that doing porn might be a bad choice, considering that he has so much offer to the world.
Exactly.
And
he already has. It's not like Chris has started off on the flat line like everyone else has.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to use porn, and a lot of like this is what a ton of models do. If they can actually make a name for themselves and be successful in porn, they can, even if it's make their own porn studio or become an Andrew Christian model and then get to Gucci. And then there's people in like these really high fashion that have done porn before. No one knows about it.
So here's the question
for Chris
to
already have fan base and then drop down to porn, I don't think it was a good idea. I'm starting at porn, and I'm trying to use that as a foundation and grow from that.
So but if you had Chris Crocker's career, would you do porn?
No.
There's your answer.
And Chris. So you dated Jeffree Star?
Yes.
What was that like?
The way different than any relationship I had, but I would not say I regretted it in the least.
Some people may not be familiar with who Jeffree Star is. He's a young fashionista who became famous on MySpace having photos of himself in pink wigs and pink bubble gum and vomiting.
Oh, no, those weren't wigs. Those are his hair.
Or his hair. He dyed, you know, in really extravagant.
He was, the male equivalent of Tila Tequila on Facebook.
And so he's now leveraged that into a pop music career, which he has just enough audience, kind of like Chris, that they make a living, not from their YouTube videos, not from their social media, but just releasing a shitty single every
That's what it was. Yeah. He started off by doing actual makeup for porn, straight porn studios.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. That's how we very first started off, was doing makeup for straight porn studios. And then from there, he went, because all he's ever wanted to do is be a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. He found an outlet. He made that one single. It blew up, and he found that outlet. And from there, now he's having his own makeup line. He has his own clothes line coming out.
Are you still friends with him?
Yeah, we still talk all the time.
Okay.
We are still really close friends.
Did you break up with him the way that Alaska and Sharon Needles broke up, in the sense that you released a press release? And
It was actually kind of funny. See, it's kind of funny because he doesn't ever talk about anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the whole porn star thing, because when we first met, he told me, he's like, I don't go for gays, masculine, feminine, anything. He's like, I go for straight. And there's so many straight rappers, he wouldn't tell me, but there's so many straight rappers that we all know that he's hooked up with and dated.
Like who?
He had never told me about it, so I just like, But he just said there's something Tone about Loke. You.
MC Whatever. Hammer.
So that's how we got to talking to each other.
Well, have you ever hooked up with any celebrities like Tyler Perry or
Tyler Perry? I ran into somebody at the gym who was telling me that his friend worked for Tyler Perry, and he had to sign, of course, a non-disclosure agreement because he worked for him. Mm-hmm. But then the relationship, you know, became more than that, and he had to sign a second non-disclosure agreement.
Non-exposure.
Where is he now?
And so, they're no longer together. But from what I understand, it's Tyler Perry is a lazy bottom.
Oh, what a lousy. He didn't get a good prenup, no cohabitation agreement. Nothing. What's wrong with your friend? He should talk to me.
That's why I ask every gay man in Atlanta, Georgia, knows something about Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, you talk to any gay guy who's lived in Atlanta, Georgia for like 5 years or more, they have a Tyler Perry story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They're all like, oh, bitch, she was out having dinner with some friends. And it's like her purse came out of her mouth. You know? It's crazy.
But I have not hooked up with any celebrities. Because when I, we could all think, like, who is some really hot, actual, openly gay celebrity?
Well, I can't think of anyone
that are really hot.
I would say not a lot of closet ones.
I mean, I've met a lot of people, and I've hung out, and I party with a lot of people. I've hung out with Kendra Wilkinson from Girls Next Door whenever I was in L.A. I was only there for 13 hours. I was still there. We still hung out for a little. We had lunch. And then it's kind of funny that I've met a lot of the Bad Girls Club.
Of course you do.
And I've hung out with more of the bad... I've met and hung out with more females than males.
Guys, I want to know this from the listeners, too. So weigh in on the site. Which openly gay celebrity, besides Justin Jedlicka and Jordan Thomas, would you have sex with?
I mean, Lance Bass is still cute.
Oh. He's on your list.
He's one of my friends in New York and a Queens friend of mine.
Well, you wouldn't have sex with Lance Bass.
Didn't we just say, who's going into space? Gaga?
Gaga.
Oh, I was thinking Lance was going into space for a while,
He wanted to.
Now Gaga's going, supposedly.
They should send them both into outer space. Without an oxygen tank. Just kidding. No, but who's your dream celebrity gay date? Boning, like, who openly, like, I say openly gay celebrity.
I say Matt Bomer.
I still say Jeffree Star.
Really?
Yep.
So you actually got to fulfill
I really do. I think.
Was he a good lay?
He's actually a top.
Wow, so you bought him for him?
No. That's why we actually did not end up working.
Oh.
We fooled around a little bit, and I tried, he tried,
he vomited some Pepto-Bismol on you.
There has to be, sex in a relationship.
Bill Gates.
It just got to a point where we were better as
the CEO of
being
Apple.
Friends and
trust. I got a good cohab. Hi, honey.
We need to set you up with. Is it Tim Cook? Tim Cook and Justin Jedlicka. You could upgrade your husbands.
Purple labels. Yeah, all right. I'm down.
I'd be like, Daddy.
Hi, honey. I love you.
You need to design another computer. I need another breast implant.
I'm going bigger.
No, but it is just like Justin. It is just like Justin. Like, I think Justin is beyond sexy. And just like I think Jeffree Star is sexy. And I don't know if it's the tattoos from head to toe, and he has had some plastic surgery on his face, or if it's the fake hair, or he's had his teeth, like he has new teeth. I don't know what it is about that kind of...
I think it's just standing out and not caring.
Too because natural looking. Justin and Jeffree are... They're both amazing for not caring what anyone says about them. Wait, everyone. Justin gets stuff all the time. He doesn't care.
Justin,
Jeffree gets stuff all the time.
I mean, Justin Bieber. Sorry, not Justin Timberlake. But do you look at people like me and Mark and just go, oh my God.
No, not at all. No,
why you're so natural looking? It's crazy.
If you're so turned on by Justin's plastic surgery, how can you then not be revolted by...
I think when he's turned on, you're turned on about the lack of concern for what other people.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, right, that's what I was like saying. Is
the fact that you can kind of like march the beat of your own drum and not give two craps about what other people are saying.
Do you like the people like, do you know the girl New York from I Love New York or Flavor of Love? I'm not joking. She was on my birthday cake for 4 years. What? It was something about that attitude. I do not care. I'm the HBI. No, she was like, I had her picture on my birthday cake for 4 years.
It was something about your birthday party.
That like HBIC attitude. I've always been drawn to it. It's something about like it's. And I'm
Why do you have a black hooker on your birthday cake?
She's not a black hooker. I love her.
Why do you love her? So she's like your idol, like more than Jocelyn Wildenstein is for Justin Jedlicka.
It would be New York. Yeah.
So
Tiffany Pollard, yep.
Now, Justin is kind of a hero to you.
Yeah.
In a sense. So has Justin influenced you to get any like work done? Because you, you know, have disposable income in the lavish porn industry.
What are you getting pumped first? Pump.
We have some needles
here.
Well,
I have. I just did get my lips done.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Let me see. Go like this.
They're TSLs.
I think you need more lip gloss to gloss those lips.
It's just chapstick.
I need a little more top lip.
Can we like do an Instagram video of you getting injected by Justin?
By who? By a professional doctor.
By Jocelyn.
By a professional, yes.
Oh, is it like illegal to do like home pumping parties? Oh, it is.
Of course it is.
So and
is,
I would not even
Justin
say...
That's why he went
to the doctor today.
I would never let someone just pump me. No, I'm doing it professionally. I was in Chicago. Justin knows a lot of great doctors.
I went to Mexico, so mine was legal. There's a porn company that's
Falcon Studios
is now addressing the controversy of having condoms or not having condoms in porn videos head on with science and technology by digitally removing the condoms using CGI.
And so basically, you see it, but you can still kind of see the sheen of where the condom is. But what they've kind of done is just gotten rid of the like the condom ring.
The ring.
The ring is gone, but you can still kind of see like there's a thing there.
I don't know. But like the reason I like bareback more than condom is because if it's a condom scene, it's mostly the cum shot you can do is pull it off and on the stomach. If you do bareback, there is so much things you can do from A to M. You can just do a whole bunch of other things with
bareback. So you prefer to get
to M. I've done A to M.
What's that?
Ass to mouth.
Oh.
So he finished my hole. Yeah. He kept doing me a little bit, and then I sucked his dick.
So you prefer having you prefer being in porn where there is no condoms involved?
Just because whether it's condom or bareback, we are getting tested for the exact same things. Mm-hmm. And if anyone does have anything, they do get sent home, and we do not work with them.
And in my opinion, I don't think it really matters.
It is visually hotter.
And like I said, for the purposes of being entertainment, if I watch porn,
when I watch porn, I don't really even think about it whether there's a condom on or there's a condom not on. It doesn't really, to me, it doesn't really make a difference when I'm watching the porn.
It's just but I have seen really hot.
Yeah, but I have seen like hot porn that is bareback.
I'm a big bukkake whore. So yeah, I don't want to see no fucking condoms.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're getting like. I do like a little bukkake scene too. So most of the time, that's just like just jerking off on their face or something,
right?
With a cinnamon roll, I don't know. It's besides the point. It's like I have a stash of porn that I share with friends,
personal,
and one guy was like, that I shared it with, he was like, this is all safe sex porn. Where's the bear back? And I'm like, I'm sure that in that pile of porn, there's some bear backing. You know, it's like, it seems to me like some people place so much emphasis and importance on whether there is or isn't a condom.
Well, like, the porn industry is just like the music and like film industry or anything, any other industry like that. Porn is just, it's smaller in its ways, but if you think about it, 70% of the internet is porn. So it's big, but it's small in some ways.
But social media is taking over.
But just like industries, all the industries, things change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So before, twinks were in. Twinks, shaven twinks that were tiny and with condoms, that was safe. That was it. Now they want the big muscular guys. They facial like hair, body hair, and they like bareback.
Yep.
Mark, our porn careers are starting.
I said I do a porn at 50.
That's why I have 55. Been hitting the gym like crazy, drinking those little protein shake things.
I'm 55 and I'm gonna fuck all
not
of you
until
bitches.
Until a scene, because I don't like body hair. So if I have a scene coming up, I'll grow it out.
I'm perfect for you.
You have no body hair.
I got rid of it all.
Oh, so you got a laser?
I got it all, full body laser. I mean, I kept a little patch, you know. But like, no facial hair, nothing.
You don't have to shave your face at all?
No.
Wow. But you shave your face anyway, though, don't you?
Just to exfoliate. Once every 2 weeks, I do. Yeah, no, I do. I definitely do. But no, I don't have to shave my face. I did everywhere.
Do you have armpit hair?
I kept, well, it doesn't look like it now because I just had it lasered, but like, yeah, I kept some to cover my incisions because they're going to open this one back up again to do my lats. So yeah, I have to, but it's better because it hides
because that's
it,
where the incisions for all your shoulder work is underneath.
And my bicep and my tricep, all the arm work has been underarm. Yeah.
Wow.
So no, I'd keep a little patch here and a little patch here.
How big are you going to get your nipples? Because you see like those guys at IML that have those like pencil eraser nipples.
I kind of like my little nipples.
Yeah? You don't think they could be bigger?
I mean, they could be one of them. I'm not self-conscious about any of it, in all honesty.
You have nothing.
Go big or go home, right?
Yes.
I guess.
What's in the future for the two of you guys? I mean, you guys kind of like develop this friendship and you have this chemistry. Are you guys going to do a porn together?
Justin. My husband would kill me.
Justin Square.
My PR group would not be happy.
Yeah, no.
Because you're a socialite. So would you ever consider doing porn?
Oh, like, I always wanted to do porn because I'm such an exhibitionist and I revel in making people like feel awkward and squirm. So I wouldn't even care like if my family didn't like it. I wouldn't care. Like, and I love being the center of attention and I'm more passive than active.
And that's
so,
exactly
like,
how I am. Like my mom and my sister know I do porn.
It'll be one thing I always regret never having done in my life.
The only reason I have not told any of my other family is not because I'm scared of what they think. I just don't want to hear it. Because they're going to give me the long big spiel about porn can do this and think about in 10 years how porn's going to... I don't want to hear it.
I was always just really concerned that it was going to impede me from having a long-term relationship with someone who was probably going to be more conservative because, you know, they did well and they were, financially stable and together with their own company. They worry about what other people think. And that's the one and only thing that kept me away from doing porn, in all honesty, because I think it will be one thing in my life that I always regret not having tried.
Mm-hmm. But for like...
But like to me, I'm... Yeah. To those people that would think that, those are the people I'm not attracted to.
I know. So when they write a check, honey, you'll think twice.
Very true. But luckily, with the people that I have met so far, the fact that I have been in porn.
But I agree. I believe life is about experiences. Yeah. And the only thing you take to your grave regretting are the things you haven't done. Mm-hmm. And even if it's passed through your mind and you thought, I don't really know if I want to. If it stayed that long and lingered long enough for you to think about it, you should have done it.
Yeah.
You should have done it and at least had it once in your book to note off that you tried it. And I try to live by that mantra all the time and be like, okay, this is going to make me uncomfortable, but I'm going to try it. So I think that'll be one thing that I have never done that probably won't happen for me that I'll regret. But most other things I do follow
through. Like
personal porn, but I couldn't have it out.
Well, he's married. It's totally different for him being married.
But see, I would be fearing that it would be like the movie Carrie. They would all be laughing at me instead of being turned on. And then,
what do you think they all do to me? They all laugh at me, and it's not even porn.
I'm laughing for what reason?
I'm not worried about my. I'm not worried about that.
Because we took you to a party on what was it Friday night? We took you to the party. And people were freaked the fuck out.
They were angry and angry.
But I guarantee you, the moment that Justin would have went up to any of those people angry or, oh my God, they would have had the biggest smile and acted so nice. Because they do the same thing to me. I hear people talk about me all the time. So I'll go up to those exact people. And they turn the nicest, sweetest person just because I'm giving them attention. And that just proves they're either jealous or they're hating for no reason.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's the hating comes from the fact that they just want to feel superior to you.
It just has something to do with I'm getting attention, whether it's negative or positive, and they're not.
Or maybe all of us secretly want to be porn stars.
They want to do porn, but they don't have the balls to do it. Or they want to get the plastic surgery, they don't have the balls to do it. So no matter what you do in life, no career, whether it's plastic surgery, porn, you're a lawyer, anything, people are going to talk bad about you no matter what. You do. You cannot please everyone.
I think whenever you own it, though, I think whenever you own whatever it is about yourself that you're almost concerned other people are going to misconstrue as something that's incorrect or something that's valuable in your character. I think when you own that, other people have a dispensity to sort of be angry because they typically don't own it. I think in our culture, you consistently have to sort of put aside those things that you're not supposed to like and you're not supposed to do because it's not socially acceptable and not correct. But deep down inside, a lot of times you have the want to go and do those things that are sort of like, you know, that it's not allowed. And so for people like us to sort of stand up and sort of be the taboo in our community and sort of speak to the point that we actually kind of revel in the fact that we are those individuals bringing attention to it and we're proud of it. I think that, of course, it sets us up to be scrutinized, but I don't mind because I think that most of the people, a lot of times they have points in their life when they wish that they had that confidence and that level of honesty with themselves and to be able to express it to others.
Mm-hmm. So it's not about being selfish. It's about taking time to pursue your dreams and fantasies.
Completely.
Exactly. I mean, I've wanted to do it for years and I've did it. He wanted to do all those surgeries. He did it.
Because when you guys aren't doing porn getting plastic surgery, you guys are in hospitals and food shelters giving out bread.
You can be someone who has a lot of plastic surgery. I mean, I had a lot of plastic surgery, but being verbal about it and being out in public about it are completely different things.
There are so many porn models that hide it. That they have not one person. They don't have they don't have a Twitter account, a Facebook account. They don't advertise. They're in it just for the money because even though it's not a lot of money, they need it.
I think you have to be proud. Somebody came up so they need it.
And there is. And I am 100% proud of what I do, whether the person down the street likes it or not, or whether Justin likes it or not.
Most of my friends
that
have done porn don't tell me, like, they don't want me to know their porn name because they don't want me to see their porn.
They think you're going to judge.
See, and I tell everyone, I'm like, you want to know my porn name? Jordan Thomas, Helix Studios, College Dudes. I was like, just Google Jordan Thomas porn and all mine will pop up.
Is there anything free online I can watch right now?
Okay. X-Tube.
No, of course. No, you have to get the membership.
Okay.
Does it bother you that most porn is being, you know, downloaded freely and shared? And it's like, I mean, how do they even make money anymore with porn?
Well, I think that's more of the studio's problem than mine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're as long as I'm still getting the work and getting my paycheck, I'm fine.
But isn't that piss off the studios?
Just get married.
I mean, there's lots of free porn out there, but really, if there's certain types of porn that you want, you're gonna end up paying for it.
Well, and a lot of those free porns are little 3 or 5 minute segments. Right. They don't have the entire scene.
Sometimes that's all you need.
And if you do, and you'll watch even like the 15 ones, they'll cut right before the cum shot.
Uh huh.
And that's what a lot of people want to see is that.
That's all I watch. That's all I watch for.
Right before it, they'll have the entire scene from kissing, oral, all three positions, and they'll cut right before the cum shot.
As a bukkake queen, that's all I want to see.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
And they've done actual
studies
is like even straight men are turned on by cum shots.
Really?
Yes.
Especially straight men. Justin Jedlicka and Jordan Thomas, the Justin Bieber of porn, Plastic Man and Throbbin. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show again, Justin.
Thank
it's always
you guys.
A pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
You guys, what a fascinating conversation. And it's made possible because of financial support, not by these porn companies or my rich husband.
There's no rich husband.
It is because of listeners like you, your support of unique, independent, in-depth, one-of-a-kind, LGBT-centric programming exists because of you. Go to
feastofun.com/plus and sign up for your plus membership today. It's very easy and you'll get it every day. We do 5 shows a week and you'll get it into your iTunes or onto your iPad or iPhone. And we're
iPod accessories,
all those places. We also, another great way to support the show is to buy a t-shirt from our store at feastofun.com/store. We've got some fantastic t-shirts out there. Our little dog, Jesse Pinkman's on one and it says, woof. We have a not shaven, gives you more time for misbehaving. And of course, our classic Hunty t-shirt.
Hunty! Is Hunty University?
It sure is, Hunty.
The library is open. Time to start reading. Justin Jedlicka, you can find you on
JustinJedlicka.com, Twitter, Facebook, Justin Jedlicka, all the same.
And if you go, if you want to see the TLC special, Justin Jedlicka, the freak.
My Strange Addiction.
My Strange Addiction. You can go to feastoffun.com/tag/JustinJedlicka, and you can see the video there. And Jordan Thomas, you're on Twitter, Jordan Thomas XXX.
Yes. And Facebook, all Jordan Thomas, and then Twitter is the Jordan Thomas XXX.
And people can see, like, naughty photos of you on Twitter for some reason.
Yes. Twitter is, besides Tumblr, Twitter is the only social media network that will allow it and not
ban me. Isn't that weird that they... one does and the other one doesn't, like,
very. I was like, you can have this weird picture up on this.
Oh, no,
on
but
the,
really,
I was like, he has a picture of Justin Bieber, like, in him.
Yeah. No, like, but what's really funny is, like, Facebook, if I post a picture straight to Facebook, it's blocked. But if it is connected to my Twitter and it's a link, so a Twitter link with that picture showing on Facebook, it's fine. They can't block me.
Oh, wow.
That it doesn't make any sense.
At all.
Well,
this is stupid.
At all.
I hope this podcast made sense to you guys.
Flying I'm people. Sure it
did. Which celebrity, openly gay celebrity, would you have sex with?
Mm.
Mark, who would you have sex with?
I said Matt Bomer. I think he's very sexy.
I think Thomas Roberts. I was almost going to say Clarence Thomas.
Oh, yeah, he's really hot.
But not the Supreme Court judge, the MSNBC newscaster. I think he does it for me.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Would you guys have sex with any lesbian, openly gay lesbian?
If they had enough money.
Yes.
Well, Ellen? Which
Ellen has money.
Which of the ladies would you bang?
Monique?
No, she's too young, Ellen. I gotta go older.
I like Monique.
Monique,
you need him by the grave.
Yeah. Older.
Monique.
Lily Tomlin.
I wanna be like the girls next door.
Baby, this is Monique, honey. I got so much honey here, you don't know what to do with me.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess what I want to know also from our listeners, would you consider doing porn? Would it be safe or bareback? Why or why not? Let us know, and we'll read your comments on an upcoming show. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.